Damien, a new season, new start, new beginning, and I suppose just no more than the Donegal men's team, the ladies also, new management, new players, so all new all round.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, I was involved with Micheál now last year, and coming on board now with Maxi this year. It's been great so far. You know, the new ideas and new backroom and team and that, it's freshened the whole thing up. So we've had a good start with quite a few new players in the panel as well from trials we held at the start of the year. So that's worked very well for us too. We're probably 10 or 11 in the panel now that weren't in it last year. So I think strength and depth wise, we're in a very good place this year.
Well, I suppose, in a way, expectations will be high enough. The reigning Ulster champions, pipped by Cork in the league final last year, just a point in it.
Yeah, the girls, in fairness, now had it was a fantastic year last year, you know, and that league final in particular, probably one that got away, they had a very good chance of winning that. A couple of chances were missed at vital times, you know. It would have been nice to have got a first national title, but it wasn't to be. And I suppose the biggest disappointment last year was going down to Mayo in the quarter-final. But at the same time, it was a great year. Any year you win an Ulster Championship is going to be a good season.
And tell me, before we look ahead to Sunday's big game and of course the visit of All-Ireland champions Dublin to O'Donnell Park, overall, in terms of squad, have you got everybody?
We've one or two that are probably going to miss out this weekend. That's going to come a wee bit too early for them. Geraldine obviously had a...
That's Geraldine McLaughlin.
Geraldine McLaughlin, yeah, had a knee injury there that required... required an operation at the start of January, so she's going to be out for another couple of weeks. It was minor enough. Tress McCafferty too has a concussion, so she's going to be out for another couple of weeks as well. So apart from that, we'll be good to go. We'll have a full complement.
And in terms of last year's squad, is everybody back?
Most will be back. There'll be one or two maybe. Like I said, Shannon McGrady couldn't commit this year due to just college and work commitments. Apart from that, we've pretty much everybody with no retirement, so that was very positive.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier that you had, 10 or 11 new players in. Who are they?
We'd have Alana McDonald there from the Glenties Club. You have Emma McGrory from Robert Emmett's, Kira Grant from Unions, Annie McGlynn from Glenfinn. We've Blandon McLaughlin there from Oville, Blandon and Eve that were, Blandon would have been part of the panel at the start of the year last year. But her college commitments got in the way then, and she pulled out early in the season. So we've her fully on board this year as well. Her sister Neve's on the panel. She's just working her way back from a cruciate injury. So we'll hopefully see her before the season's out. You have Bridget Gallagher as well. Yvonne Bushell, Sarah Jane McDonald from Oville. Michaela Breslin from St. Noel's, and then Olive McCafferty and Sinead McGinty. So they're all the new faces that have joined the squad. So we're carrying a good 32-33 players at the moment for the league, and have been since the start of November.
It's four home games, three away, isn't that it? So that's favourable enough, one would feel.
Well, travel wise especially, because last year I know that they were away to Cork and Kerry and Galway and Dublin away, so we have them at home this year, so it saves on travelling. And then our away games aren't too bad with Mayo and Monaghan, so and Westmeath, so we're lucky enough that way, so it's favourable. So hopefully we can make the home advantage count, I suppose. Starting this weekend, O'Donnell Park is where we've been training on Saturdays and that, in O'Donnell Park, and we've been on the main field numerous occasions, and we held trials there. So sometimes in the ladies' football, where you're training, is not always where you get playing, and the venues change around. So this actually feels like we've home advantage this weekend, if you know what I mean.
And tell me, what's the goal? What's the advantage? What's the target for the season? Obviously, pipped in the final last year. Dare I say, get back and win it this year?
Yeah, well, we'd love to absolutely win a national title, but the main focus at the moment is probably just get over the winter. I suppose the Dublin game gave us a good focus to look forward to getting the All-Ireland champions at home in the first game, and then it's all about then just getting safe and keeping our Division 1 status for next year as soon as possible. And once we've done that, we'll worry about semi-finals and finals then. It'd be great if we did, but we'll not be too worried if we don't, as long as we're safe. The main thing would be maybe out of them 10 or 11 players, that if we could unearth two or three or possibly four that are going to come in and do a job for us come the summer when the championship starts, that'd be an even bigger positive if we could manage that.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Sunday, you know, they don't come any bigger than the All-Ireland champions, and when they're Dublin, they're even probably bigger.
It's fantastic. You know, they're a top-class team. You know, they're carrying a big panel into the league as well, same as ourselves. But, you know, the Dubs are always, they're very athletic, they're very strong, they're always going to be a fit side and well-organised under Mick Bohan and his backroom team. So they really are a top-class side, and very similar to the men's team in the way, their style and the way they go about their business. So it's a massive test, but one that, as I say, it gave us a good focus over the winter and something for the girls to look forward to for the start of the league.
Geraldine McLaughlin, a huge loss though. She's, you know, they'll be sleeping better in Dublin this week because of it.
There'll be one or two sleeping better, right? But listen, we've had to do without girls in the past as well. You know, we wouldn't have had Yvonne McMonagall at the start of last season. So it's something that we dealt with at that time. So no, hopefully Geraldine will come back now in 3 or 4 weeks' time, and she'll come back fresher and stronger than ever, and get back into the team then. So no, it's a big loss. But obviously, we'd rather have her than not have her this weekend. But it was something that had to be done sooner rather than later, and hopefully get her back in full throttle for mid league, I would say.
And has yourself and Maxi Curran sat down and put pen to paper yet?
Not but we're going to have a meeting tomorrow. We'd have a good idea, but there's still a couple of positions that we'll discuss in the morning after training and put it to bed. You know, there's plenty of phone calls over and back. It changes every so often. But tomorrow after training, we're going to have a light train session tomorrow morning. We'll see how everybody is, and we'll sit down then properly and get the final 15 put together.
And Karen Guthrie is the team captain, I see.
Yeah, Karen's captain this year, so we let the girls have a vote at one stage, and the management team had a meeting, and luckily enough, the result of both was Karen to be captain, so it worked out. It worked out handy enough. You know, Karen's a great leader, and the girls all look up to her, and she just lives her life very well on the football field and off the football field, so she's the perfect captain for this group of girls.
And obviously, a lot of the Harry annual is still about. You know, you mentioned Yvonne McMonagall. Aoife McDonald is back as well, isn't she, and playing?
Yeah, Aoife and Yvonne, that we would have been missing at the start of last year's league. You know, they were both away travelling. We've both of them available this weekend. So we've quite an experience with the two Hegartys, who, fresh from winning All-Stars, are available this weekend. You know, Katie Hearn's still there. So we've a good mix of experience along with the new girls as well. So,
and of course, it's been a good week already for Donegal ladies, because you have a new sponsor.
Fairness KN have been absolutely fantastic. They've come on board there as our main sponsor in MCR. KN have also kindly sponsored us a kit van for the season as well. So it's been a fantastic week for Donegal ladies football. You know, it's a high profile again, and obviously the Clonry had given more than enough over the years, so they probably felt it was somebody else's turn to take the mantle. They'd been very good to Donegal ladies football for years, and KN have thankfully stepped in now and given us a real chance. You know, it's a real shot in the arm now coming into the start of the league.